Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. And today's guest is Paula Marks, a career workplace expert who has been professionally connecting people to each other for more than three decades. She is president of Higher Resources, Inc. and has been featured on CNN and Fox TV, as well as in the Wall Street Journal for her expertise. So welcome, Paula.
Hi, how are you? It's so great to talk to you again.
I know it is. Paula, a longtime friend of Annie Jennings PR. Now let's get into your resume therapy. I love this. I was on your site. I was looking at that. I thought, wow, what is the issue with resumes today that you find in your experience?
Well, I'm going to say I don't think that the issue is just limited to today. I think that we don't understand that our resume is not our autobiography. It is not something that anybody spends a terribly long amount of time reading. It should almost be a tickler. It's something that should whet the reader's appetite. It should have chronology that makes sense to the reader. We want to know what you did, when you did it, what the name of the company was, what city and state you worked in, what your title was. Keeping it short, concise, and simple.
And how has technology and the internet and the way that you apply for jobs, how has all of that changed and impacted the resume?
I believe that, unfortunately, it's impacted it in a very negative way because there is no dynamic to a piece of paper. There is no dynamic to something that gets cranked over a hard machine with wires. And I do think that there are way too many resume experts out there. And one could say, well, Paula, what makes you think you're an expert in resumes? And that's a good question. It's something I've been doing for over 40 years. But what I will say is, having read resumes by the thousands, I know what I look for, and I want it to be quick and easy. I don't want to have to work to find out your strengths and your chronology and your background. I don't want to read the same thing over and over and over. I don't want to waste time with words like, I was responsible for, I'm an upbeat, attractive kind of person. Well, what are we going to say? We're not. So I think that a lot of the words that are used today are based on a false belief that there's a fixed set of words that are driven by algorithms. And that may be true to a certain extent. But really what the reader needs to know is what your language skills are and how you language your experience in a very short window of opportunity. So while keywords are words that are perhaps more current or they're buzzwords that are used in your industry, you cannot and should not write multiple resumes. Where I think you can be creative is in the summary and certainly in a cover letter.
And Paula, you mentioned resume experts out there, you know, air quotes, right? So what about resume building websites? Do you recommend those? Do you feel like they're cookie cutter? Do you feel like they do a good job?
To be perfectly candid, I haven't used one, so I don't know. I know a couple of people who run businesses like that. And in fact, I like the people who do. The one thing about a resume building site is the same issue that I have with anything else electronic. It misses the humanity. It misses the dynamic of a person. You and I both know that we all have conversations. Well, maybe just you and me, we don't, but everybody else does. Where there's a lot of interpretation that goes on. And I think we all find ourselves saying, I know what they meant. Well, I know what they mean. I know what they're thinking. I know exactly what they're feeling. And the truth is we don't. We certainly make really good guesstimates, but everybody has something else going on in their lives that drive how they behave in a moment in time. You may catch somebody in an inconsistent time. You know, I always feel badly for my next door neighbor when I get into a tirade with some customer service person at a major bank or insurance company, and I literally scream the F word because I feel that no one's listening. And the only time you get someone to say, oh, I'm going to send you over to our escalation team, is when you say something really loud and offensive, which is, you know, a whole area I'd love to tackle. You're laughing at me or with me?
Oh, I'm laughing with you.
Thank you so much, Stacey.
Oh, yeah, I
but
mean,
it's
hey,
the truth,
we've all
isn't
been
it?
There. We've
it's
all
the
been
truth,
there.
Right?
Yeah. So let's talk about, speaking of talk, actually, the talking resume. I mean, I saw that all over your site and all your information. What exactly is the talking resume?
When I write a resume with somebody, I really focus on asking questions and listening to the answers. And I frequently say, what do you mean by that? If you leave it to me to make assumptions about what you mean, your resume may have nothing to do with you, your speech patterns, and your experience. And that's a very timely, or I should say time-consuming process, and certainly can be timely. I really don't type people's resumes. If I had to type your resume, you'd have to pay me $3,000 an hour. Typing is not my strong suit. I have fibromyalgia, and it doesn't help. I can do some cleaning up, but for me, it's talking you through what you did, when you did it, why you did it, why you were promoted, why you left, why you think you didn't get a larger raise, or whatever the circumstances were. That's the talking part of the resume. You know, unless you're very junior and you had a paper route and you just graduated college, there's a lot that goes on in our careers. And inherently, there's a lot of information that gets missed. And then we're very resentful that somebody didn't pick us up on some site, or we feel that interviewing isn't fair. And no, it isn't fair. But it's up to us to learn how to communicate.
And Paula, when people are out there and they're struggling to find a job and they're, you know, put their resume through the grinder, they've done everything they feel like they can do. Do you recommend people hiring executive recruiters? Do you feel as if you get to a point where you can't do it on your own?
I can answer that in a couple of ways. Recruitment is not new. I believe that the function actually started at the turn of the last century when immigrants came to America via boats. And they got off the boat and there was some guy there who said, need a job? And they actually collected a fee. And then, of course, as the world became more sophisticated, there was more money available, there were more jobs, employers began to pay the fee. And of course, that goes back and forth depending on the era. And it's without a doubt, it is a basic economic supply and demand equation. I'm at the place where people are actually now paying me, and it's taken me a lot of years to have the courage to ask to be paid for this amazing skill that I have, to create a job for them, to write a resume, a cover letter, and all other support documentation. You may also know that I'm on the an advisory capacity to AMC, All My Certs, an organization that maintains all of your certifications that go with you throughout your life so that you don't have to replicate those kinds of things over and over. But I know how to create jobs for people in the white space because it's the way I see things and it's how I visualize. Recruiting, unfortunately, has become not all that different than putting cars together on the line in Detroit in 1950. And unfortunately or fortunately, human beings are not cogs in a wheel.
Well, Paula, what one piece of advice would you leave our listeners with today if they're struggling with their resume?
Call me, 212-889-6535. Send your email to paula@paulamarks.com. Read my blogs. I've answered probably most of your questions. And instead of buying, an Armani tie today, invest in a resume writer. My resume is something that you can use for the rest of your life. And when you make a change, we meet for a much shorter period of time, which requires much less capital, and we just add to it. It is a very intellectual process, and organizing and designing it graphically is not something that we can do in 30 seconds or an hour. It's a process.
Well, Paula, thank you so much for joining us today and for your insight into resumes and job search. And of course, as she mentioned, our listeners can learn more about Paula Marks and Hire Resources, along with her services and upcoming books. You can visit her website, paulamarks.com. That's M-A-R-K-S, paulamarks.com. Thanks, Paula, for being here.
Thank you, Stacey. I so appreciate the opportunity. It was good to talk to you.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Dennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Dennings PR, the creator of Jenningsware Online Magazine. Jenningsware is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit Jenningsware.com, discover the blogger just right for you. Till next time.